So my son-in-law's brother shows up with a friend, a truck, and a girlfriend. Happy hump day, everyone. It is a beautiful sunny day in New York City. Welcome back to the podcast. Usually on Fridays, on Wednesdays, this is the road to 60. But today, changing this hump day podcast, I'll say broadcast, it's a broadcast, but it's not a broadcast, it's a podcast, for something a little bit different. The beautiful sunshine in New York City sometimes can, it's just like the snowfall in the winter, can hide something a little bit more sinister. It hides things that you don't normally see because you're too busy being mesmerized by the beautiful sun, a cool breeze after it's been very hot, or the snow coming down, which reminds you that we're in a new season and perhaps Christmas is coming up or Thanksgiving. And for some of us, those are hard, including myself, those are hard times of the year. And it has been like that for me for many, many years, not just since my wife has died. But it brings with it, like I said, a cover so that you're focused on one thing, almost like a magician's sleight of hand. You're focused on one thing, so you're not paying attention to the other thing. And so here I find myself talking about politics once again. I swore off this year, and it seems like it keeps coming back. And unfortunately, it seems like the five people who listen to this podcast are more attracted to when we or I discuss things that have to do with race or politics. I tend to cherry pick these things because, you know what? I like to talk about things that seem to be interesting to me or a little bit contradictory because it doesn't make any sense. Like flying in people under the cover of night. In the daytime, you're looking at the sun and you're not focusing on what's really going on in the background. You're looking up at the sky and you're seeing the sun in New York City, but you're not looking down at the dog poop you're about to step in or the garbage that just rolled over or the rats that just ran through all the bags that are opening over there or the fact that half the block is trash. You're busy looking at the sun going, wow, man, I missed the sun. It'd been raining for 3 days. It's a magician's sleight of hand. Let me start with the story I begin in the opening. Then I'll dive right into this, because I think that this is a perfect story to do this with. A couple of years ago, we went camping. It was one of those days. It was a holiday because I was camping with my daughter at that time. And usually they go on Labor Day and we'd be with her, my son and her husband, and his father would come. But he passed a while back. So now, you know, to try to keep that tradition alive a little bit, we all went together. Again, so we're here, and his brother was on the fence about coming. If I'm correct, he wasn't going to come, and then later on he came in that day. And so here we are getting prepared for dinner. And that night, and I said, hey, let's do this thing that, you know, that TK and I have seen people do. You know, you have these large numbers, you sort of make out a menu and you have a time to eat and all these other things. So this is what we were preparing to do. I was cooking that night. My daughter was supposed to be doing breakfast, I think, that day or the next day, something like that, or breakfast that day. I don't remember. So I'm cooking dinner, I'm making the spaghetti. And it was good too. I took some ground turkey and took some sausage meat, that was ground sausage meat, and put that together. Man, it was smoking. This was good stuff. This was good stuff. And did this out there, pulled out the little Coleman stove, cooked that up, chopped that up. It was looking good. The kids are running around. It's smelling kind of good. I was getting kind of hungry. And so as we're doing this, brother shows up. And we're like, okay, he shows up with his girlfriend, and that's fine. Then later on, they disappear. They come back, and here comes this giant truck rolling up right in the front of where we would normally, you know, let the kids roll or something else, right? And out of the truck comes, I want to say he had a beer in his hand. He probably did. But the guy comes out the truck, and he has a girlfriend with him. They don't have a tent. They don't have any food. They have nothing to add to this. But they are coming, and they're going to eat, and they're going to stay with us, and they're going to spend the night. Now, this is all news to the rest of us who planned this week, this weekend. So we're sitting there going, what? And I'm just turning the meat. I'm just putting it all together. And so as we plan this dinner, and we're getting ready to eat, brother decides, well, I don't know if I'm going to eat. His girlfriend wants to eat, and then we made her a particular plate because she is a vegetarian, so she doesn't eat any meat. So I did the sauce, and I put that on a thing for her, and she may or may not have had a comment that my daughter did not hear. And oops, I just said that here, and she's probably going to listen to this at some point someday. Anyway, so we're going to go over that. Pretend you didn't hear that. We're in a court of the law, and the judge just told you to disregard what you heard. Everybody, just disregard what you heard. Anyway, so we fixed that for her. Then I fixed the rest of the food. Then we're going to get ready to eat. It was enough that we all could have eaten, but because it was spaghetti. And so what ended up happening is they left. I think she ate some of it, but they didn't eat the rest of the food. So the rest of them didn't eat. They get in the truck and they disappear to go in town somewhere else to eat. So now we're going to eat this. Then we have a finicky eater who doesn't want to eat anything. So we got this pile of spaghetti sauce just sitting there. You don't want to know how mad I was, but I kept it to myself. We eventually took it home and we had that spaghetti when we got home. So I tell this story because I don't think people really understand how immigration works. It's just like people don't understand how a lot of things work in this world, like that particular day. You know, no one took into account that this was planned and that someone was doing something, that these things were done. You didn't really care. You just did your own thing. And that's what happens a lot when it comes to immigration. People do not really clearly understand what's going on. And it's never about immigration, it's about illegal immigration. It is about people coming here in large numbers, sneaking in, and being helped to sneak in around the country and dropped in cities. And if you do not understand this, well, should I say, if you do not know where all these people went, those thousands of Haitians and anybody else from any other country, I remember a couple of years ago when, it wasn't Afghan, when, I think it was during the Bush years, when there were a bunch of people, I can't remember that country, not Afghanistan, where it was. Anyway, I was going to say Kosovo, it wasn't Kosovo either. And they were flying these large numbers in. They were saying, well, we can take in 50,000 or something like that. And people were like, no, we can't do this. And then they were coming in and church was hosting some of these people. And they went out to these communities. And they've now been here for many, many years. But, and so those type of things happen. And I lost track of what I was saying. So let me get back to my point. If you want to know where these people are going, here's a great indicator. If your state says it is a sanctuary city, if your state has a number of sanctuary cities, guess what? Some of these people, good and bad, are in your backyard. You may or may not know about it. And if you do, what can you possibly do about it? That brings us to Westchester. Yesterday, someone sent me this thing on Instagram, and I believe I left my phone in the room, so I can't remember this guy's name. A local politician in Westchester. And someone sent me this post that he had a post, and then, you know, what you really need to see was you had to go to his story to get the whole entire story. So in the post, he's videotaping busloads of people from the southern border that was flown in under the cover of night in Westchester by private jets and a lot of other stuff. So they were, there goes that t-shirt name again, and a lot of other stuff. So they're flown in under the cover at night between midnight and 4 a.m. Then they are hustled on coach buses and then shipped through the state. Now, apparently, right, when you look at this, you're like, what is going on? And so he says, you have to go look at his story. So I read his story. I'll get back to that in a second. What people don't see is while they're, I don't want to rant. I'm just trying to talk. They're on these buses coming into cover of night and they're shipped down. One thing that this local politician guy did was he went to his other people and said, hey, what's happening right now? He's running for office. That's neither here nor there. That may, in some respect, change your idea of this story. But what I want you to understand is the heart and the meat of this is not who, if this person is running for office, is bringing this up. Because if you want to tap dance and play and sit there and that be the hill you die on, then I want you to think about and I want you to remember all of the politicians who were running for office this particular time and who are now in office right now. And can I go about the one that's up in the top? Who was supposed to be, you know, the anti-Trump, who's not like Trump. I'm going to be kinder and gentler, and I'm going to be this, and I'm going to be that. And look at the horrific things that's going on right now. Look at the mandates that's going on right now. So let's not die on the hill that this is someone running for office. He went to all the people who are currently in office and said, hey, what's going on? And they went, what you mean? I mean, there are planes being flown over here, and there are busloads of people being shipped throughout. Oh, no. Nah, no. You know what's happening? They're going down to New York City and New Jersey. That's not happening right here. Well, he continues to do his investigation. People, this has been going on for a while now. This was going on since August. And from some of what he said, that they've been noticing these things have been going on since April. But let's get back to the August, and let's get back to the thing, and let's get back to the point, and let's get back to the story that we are just now hearing about. Which is the sun shining. But before the sun started to shine, what in the world was going on? If he's saying that some of this stuff was going on since April, this was going on a long time before the massive bunch of people showed up at the border within the week's time from whenever everything was going on, from what I've heard from the news. And then this massive group of people are there, and suddenly they just kind of disappear. Maybe, I don't know, could be, might have happened. From the reports that I've heard, maybe 3,000 to 5,000 were deported. I don't know where they went. The rest of them are apparently being dispersed around the country. So what the guy does find out, he goes, no. These things are hanging in Westchester. So the guys go, oh, you know what? Those are children being reunited with their family members. You see, because whenever you mention the word children, or you say women and children are being murdered, women and children are being raped, women and children are starving, oh, we all seem to get like, oh, you hear the heart strings being played and the violins in the back of your head, that that's the most horrific thing that could ever happen. Okay. Little boys are starving. You know when they do children, right? You ever you rarely see that it's like boys. They do girls, like they always do women, and do certain things to, you know, to make the blow softer, to make you think that it's so more horrific, just because women and children. What about the old people? What about normal people who are not women and children? What about just people who are starving, dying, being raped? That's my point. Stop chopping up things just so it looks good for you. But what he finds out is that it is not the children. No. There are no children being united. The people that were there were in their 20s to 30s. Yeah, they're being reunited with their family members. A lot of hokey is going on. So, he doesn't just go in and take these pictures and sneak around doing his own investigative reporting because they did not want to get into it, because we all know how career politicians act. They like that job. They don't got to go and hustle out for other people or be people like me looking for jobs that you can't particularly find because of certain things that's going on or whatever else. I don't really care about that. Career politicians will want to be in office until the freaking cows come home. They will do whatever it takes to stay in office. And they will lie through their children's teeth. He goes in and starts talking to some of these people and finding out that they're in their 20s and 30s. And as he says, you know, it may be great, you know, a lot of them that he's talking to, yeah, they want to come here, they want a better life, they're able to work and all that other good stuff. And that's wonderful, and hopes that, you know, that's what everybody wants. But, you know, those are people talk to. So there are these wonderful, kind people like we all want to believe that everybody who comes here is, right? But we know the truth. Just like your own family members, there's that uncle. There's that aunt who drinks a little much and who kinds of step out at night when nobody knows. Not everybody's an upstanding human being. And we all have our flaws and our sins we have to get through. So, you know, we should always stop pretending that the world is perfect and everyone is great. That's really not what we're living in. However, so the people he spoke to, he didn't say Haitians, which is great because then he would probably be attacked, but we know who he's talking about. So they're coming over at this age group, they're coming over in large number, and this is what's going on. And it all sounds wonderful. They're wonderful people, they need a place to go. Here's the problem, as he pointed out, and as I pointed out with my own family, you know, with my own kids at sometimes, my wife was an immigration lawyer for a little bit, and we've had these discussions. But what happens that no one really want to pay attention to, it's kind of like I said this to my daughter the other day, and this morning I thought of another issue too. It's like, you know, a vegan will say save the animals but kill the babies. I know, it probably was like, what are you talking about? It's like, you know, we're going to stand for animal rights and at the same time stand for, they claim, women's rights and they want abortion. It's like, wait, what? A cow's life is more important to you than a baby, than a human life? So it's kind of like, what? Those kind of moments where they're not really paying attention to what is really going on. We're at a point where the children have to wear masks, and especially in New York City, children have to wear, in New Jersey, the children have to wear masks. They're mandating people get vaccinated, and so you need to get this, and if you don't get it, then you have to go back and get tested every freaking week. But you fly people in, you fly them across the country, you bust them into other states and in communities without one time testing them for the very thing that you have tested every single American on, or tried to test every single American on, for the past flipping year. Wanting and forcing Americans who are already here and born citizens to get an injection, but this is not required for the people that you just shipped in and flown in and shipped throughout communities. I'm sorry? Oh, that's right. The sun is shining after a long day of rain, so we're going to look at the sun and go, wow, that's beautiful, and forget about the garbage that's on the daggone ground under our feet. You can't just do that. It's a contradiction. You can't just do that, and it's a contradiction. Two different sentences, by the way. It's a contradiction, which is why I'm talking about it. You can't just do that. How are you going to require one thing for one people and not require for another group of people? It's kind of like, you know, me and my daughter have been just looking at this, marveling at, well, not marveling with the eyes of, wow, that's so cool. No, marveling at, what the heck? I made a joke last year, not to you guys. It was an observation. We're in the store. Actually, it's a couple of years ago this happened. We're in the store, but last year I'm like, okay, now I get it. We're in a store, I buy this soda, and it's a Mexican Coke. And I'm like, okay, what's the difference? I read the ingredients of the Coca-Cola, what's that commercial? Avocados from Mexico, Coca-Cola from Mexico. I read the ingredients, it says water, sugar. It cost me, $3 for a bottle, $2 for a bottle of this soda that was imported here from Mexico, bottled and made in Mexico for an American company down there, shipped back to here to me to America, and I spent $2 for a 16-ounce soda only to get what? Well, the same thing the rest of us have been drinking all these years, right? The giant 2-liter sodas, which, by the way, obesity is flying through the roof, and I'm fat, so I don't really care. I'll talk about it, and I ain't gonna lie about it. For sugar and water. But the same American company in our own country is serving us up trash. Like you are purposely trying to kill us. You're purposely feeding us crap that's damaging to our body so that we become even worse and sicker. I don't know. This could be a conspiracy theory. Perhaps they're working hand in hand with the freaking pharmaceutical companies, which are right there to give you a drug. And I made a joke that I got to go all the way down to Mexico to get a regular soda. That is pathetic. So we've been marveling at the fact that a lot of our food products that are manufactured here in this country seem to have so much poison they're trying to kill us, and you can get the same product from another country, and over there, their requirements are so strenuous that they will not allow you to put this crap in their food. I think it's the UK won't allow I was looking at a soda the other day. Not Mellow Yellow. Oh, my God. Mountain Dew. We have red dye. No, not red dye. We got yellow dye number 5, green dye number 2, you know, piss in the bottle number 5. But the UK says, no, you ain't putting that poison up in here. The color you're going to get is from a berry. This is their requirements. And when it comes to immigration, when it comes to people migrating to these other countries, they have strenuous laws. You can't just walk into Mexico and say, hey, I'm living here. You can't go to Japan and pull that crap. You can't go to a lot of other countries and do the things that America is allowing to happen to us. And yet at the same time, they blow some sunshine up your behind on the news services and tell you, we're hurting them and we're just trying to be so-and-so. And you have all the little mindless American idiots walk around going, that's right, open borders. We need to let our borders be open. And you take your behind on a plane and go fly that open border crap across the world. No other country is going to let you do this. Why should we? Why shouldn't we strain and tighten our nets just like every other country? It is ridiculous to think that everywhere else is going to let you do that, but a lot of Americans live in a box. I live in this apartment. It looks like trash. My neighbors are a pain in behind. The smoke I got to deal with, the stuff that's outside my door. But as long as I am inside my home every day or doing whatever it is, I don't really see the reality of what is happening outside my door when I open it. And Americans are stuck here and they don't really pay attention to what's really happening outside because the smoke and the mirrors that's up and the sunshine being popped between the daggone butt cheeks, they're not paying attention to the world that is vastly different than they are imagining. So here we are, talking about something else without understanding anything whatsoever. Now, here's the major problem. Remember the story about the camping trip? Yeah, hold on. Now that we have your attention for the next few seconds, we'd love to invite you to come and follow us and share our adventures over at YouTube at the White Beard and TK Experience, where you get to experience the things that we're doing out there on the road, whether it's hiking or taking road trips. So go to YouTube, the White Beard and TK Experience. And as usual, if you have any questions about the podcast, you want to talk to us, maybe you want to have us on your show, maybe you'd like to come and have a discussion with us, you can always reach us at whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. That's whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll talk to you soon. The plan that we had it set up. We planned this before that. We had X amount of food. We had such an amount of space because you can only put up two cars or two tents in one little spot or something else like that. And so, cool, we rented ours. My daughter had her little piece of property, her little land. We had our little land. And if brother was gonna show up, then he was gonna be on their side and put their tent up over there, right? Well, now, here's our borderline. The truck shows up with a girlfriend and 2 miles of feed. This wasn't part of the plan. Who the heck said we're going to feed these people? Will we have enough? Turned around, looked around. We got about X amount of adults that's going to eat. The little kids are not going to eat much, so it may be okay, and then it will be okay. Okay, so she's staying too for dinner? Okay, the vegetarian? Okay, so what? Okay, good. I'm glad you told me this. I'll put the sauce over here before I drop the meat in it, and she can have that, which is basically what I did. So we had to make some sort of provision for that to happen. Then you had the other thing that happens. Here's what the guy said about Westchester, and which is true about every single place you go. I want you to think about this. Now, I'm not talking about you who are listening saying, hey, I love my house popping. It's popping on Thanksgiving. I want all my families up in here. And you've got about 50 people in a one-bedroom apartment. I'm not talking about you because you got a problem. I'm talking about the normal human being who says, oh yeah, you're gonna come over for dinner, fine. And then the family member said, would it be okay if I brought my girlfriend? Yeah, we'll just set another plate. That's fine. Then the other one goes, hey mom, Jasper's gonna come over. He just wanna hang out for like an hour. Is it okay if he comes over? Okay, Jasper's fine. Jasper's hanging out with the family, the kid knows him, and about an hour into it, and you know, you're starting to eat up some dinner and say, hey Jasper, you want some eat? No, I'll take some pie, I'm gonna go home now, my family's eating. Okay, fine, so you give Jasper the pie, he walks off. Then comes a knocking at the door. Aunt Betty and her 5 siblings come rolling up here from the South or whoever knows what, and knocks on your door and say, hey, we haven't seen you in 15 years. How's everything going? You go, we're nice. That's fine. You still don't open the door all the way wide open and invite them in. Oh, that food smells good. Yes, it does. How can I help you? You really going to let her in? Okay, the crazy people let her in. Okay, fine. Let them in. Now they come in. You got enough food? Absolutely not. Got enough chairs? Absolutely not. You got enough soap? Absolutely not. Do you know each other? Absolutely not. Now problems start. And this is the problem he said about Westchester. And this is the problem that could have happened with us camping. Too many people, too many mouths of feed, not enough room and nowhere to put them. What the couple ended up doing, right? The brother stayed, if I remember correctly. What the couple ended up doing was sleeping in the trunk because they didn't have a tent. Then woke up the next morning. I think one of them was complaining about the back was hurting. So they slept out in the truck. So they slept in the truck the entire night. We didn't know them from Adam. So they slept in the truck the entire night. What's happening, as the guy was saying, you know, Westchester does not have enough room. They can't take these many immigrants. You can't take this many people at this particular time. And see, this is the reason why there's a number attached to how many immigrants can come in to America at one time. And there's a number attached to how many can we take in an emergency. And there's a number attached to that, to what's supposed to happen in government when they have this discussion and they talk in these idiots are supposed to pay attention to the constituents within their neighborhoods. But what happens is you have this weird particular party and these weird particular career politicians who don't really care because they want to pad their number in their history of what good they've done. You see, because you always want to do good. You got to do something. You got to say, I've done all my best. I'm doing my best to drive up to make sure people get that vaccination. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down the history so-and-so. Then you turn around and say, I am going to now force you to take this. History's not going to remember you as somebody great. Surely an American people won't. But you had to do something, right? How about telling the truth? How about being more honest? It is insane that now, after all the year, now report after report, and I'm never going to tell you to trust the science. Science is the field. Listen to the science. Trust the science. The science. It's the research, you morons. I'm tired of people using the word science. Google it. Google it. Google it. No. Search for it. You can't Google a thing. Google is a word. Google is a company. What you're doing is you're going to Google as a search engine and you are searching the internet. So it's not the science, it's the research. Those are the words we should really use because we are screwing up a couple of generations coming up behind us. And I went on that tangent and forgot what I was going to say. But the point is that they don't have the infrastructure, they don't have the money, they don't have the housing, they don't have the food, so to speak. They don't have anything to house all this many people that they want to dump into Westchester, New York, and New Jersey. And when you talk about the people that you're shipping around into New York, are you crazy? The issues and problems that we have, and now you want to add more to it? It's insane. It's kind of like... people, I've been complaining about the governor for a very long time, even when he got into office. And I wasn't shocked when he won a second time because I knew how everything was set up in New York City. New York City has been a liberal city from a very long time. And they have a political machine that continues to make sure that we have Democrats and liberal and progressive people in power. So if you're ever wondering why things are the way they are, that's the way they are. And the same token, these same politicians with the news organizations have been lying to people for so many years, and they are so brainwashed that they have always believed that has been the conservative thinking people, individuals, that conservative parties like the Republicans and something else, and let's add Christians in there too. And Christians are the ones that's trying to make their life harder and make things worse for them, and they're doing so and so. Just pay attention to what's going on. That's all I'm going to say about the political party stuff. But this is the things that people don't understand when it comes to immigration. You do not have enough for the people who are here. You can't just come in and bring some more in and say it's going to be okay. That's not how it works. When you're talking about the issues with the jobs, and again, let's talk about the vaccination and the mask and all these other things that they're trying to make other people have and do. It already been whispered that, you know, they're letting immigrants into the country without requiring them to do these different things. And now we see this massive craziness. She said, hey, come on in. Now, I could be wrong, and I'd like you to tell me if I'm wrong and give me some evidence that I am wrong. But you're moving these people through. When are you having time to do all this testing? When are you having time to give them? You're moving these people through all these different areas, and you're putting them in places that already can't afford to have that many people. Why do it? Because you want to stay in office for a very long time. And the general public does not know this. And big media or mainstream media is not going to report this. I found an article that I attached, or at least I put the link to it in the description of the podcast, to a local newspaper that reported on what was happening in Westchester. I only know this because I know a person who lives up there and who sent this information to me, because I have not heard this widespread on the news. We just know that supposedly there was a bunch of people at the border, and supposedly they were being whipped by Border Patrol, and immediately the people lost their jobs and were suspended. Immediately, Kamala Harris or whatever else, they all had this other nonsense to say. It all has happened real quick. Come to find out from the person who took the picture, that was not the case. No one was being whipped. Where has the media been on retracting the statement and saying, oops, we made a mistake? The damage is done exactly the way they wanted to do it, which is to blow some sunshine between everybody's flapping booty cheeks and say, look what's happening over here. Sleight of hand. Because what's happening on the other side is, in the middle of the night, people are boarding planes, being escorted by the authorities, landing in certain states, landing in certain communities, getting on buses, and going out. This is what Obama did when he did those, what did they coin the phrase, dreamers? And I said this way back then. Just didn't have a podcast. I was just on Facebook, and the people attacked me and called me all kinds of dirty names and such. When those kids came flying over here, when he got into office, and I said, turn the plane back around. And that plane set in the airport, turn the plane back around. Unescorted, no parents, turn the plane back around, have their parents waiting at the other end at the airport. They sat there for days and weeks. And he's like, what are we going to do? Oh, well, we can't just let the children sit there and so and so and that. Yes, you can. Then say, here's a ticket, go back home. But because politically it looks so bad, and it looks so much better, if you just took these children and then secretly dispersed them around the country. Talk of them for a little bit, and then talk of them disappeared off the table. They're all probably teenagers by now, or probably at least young adults for some that may have been older. Now you can't kick them out, right? But yes, we can. Yes, we absolutely can. If they're here illegally, yes, we absolutely can. But here's a stupid little game they play. You go, but they've been here for so long and they've been great. And so, well, you know what? You shouldn't have done that from the beginning. Don't feel bad now that you got to do something you should have done a long time ago. See, my stance is, before we get to that point, let's not get to that point. The damage is done. The media has done what they wanted to do with it. The media has blown the smoke up everybody's butt, so everybody gets mad at that issue about deporting illegal immigrants. But as I said before, you can't just walk up in another country illegally and say, I'm going to live here right now. Japan has this crazy, well, they don't have a crazy policy, but they'll let you stay there with a visa or something else like that. Once your visa is done, you got to go. And if you don't leave, you get arrested. And once they kick you out, you can't come back for a whole year. It's insane. But it's a good insane. And these are not things, when we're talking immigration in this country, that anybody is privy to, because the mainstream media will never, ever, 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 ever will never, ever shine the light on other countries' immigration policies. Because that goes against the story that they want to tell us. Or what's the catchphrase we've been saying for 10 years? The narrative. It goes against the narrative. It goes against the story that they want to tell us. That our arms are open. Our arms are open to everyone, and we must let them in because that's what we are. And to do the opposite will be bad, and we need to do this. And that's mostly the politicians will set that up, and then the little people eat that up and start championing the cause. That's all they need to do. But they'll never tell you what's it like on the other country. They'll tell you that America is bad, but then everybody's trying to get into this country. They'll tell you our policies, but they will never tell you about the immigration policies from other countries. Can you just walk in there and do that? And if you did that, what would you do? Would they arrest you? And when they arrest you, are they going to give you a blanket, a bottle of water, and a sweet meal from McDonald's? Or are they just going to lock your butt up and say, well, I see you. Have fun getting a lawyer. There was this movie many, many years ago I have yet to see, and I am going to rent that movie and see. It was called Midnight Express. If I remember correctly, an American, I could be wrong about him being American, was going through Turkey. And I think he was accused of selling drugs or having drugs or something like that. And he got caught in Turkey. Not America, in Turkey. And they locked his butt up and said, see ya. See, don't commit a crime in another country. We think that American jails are bad. Don't commit a crime in another country. And that's funny. We talk about American jails, but we don't talk about what happens if you go to a Mexican jail or some other countries to see just how horrific it really is and how unfortunate the conditions in some jails and other places in our country are terrible. I'm not going to say they're all great. I don't even want to know. But other countries are far worse. And so when we play this particular game in the news with policies and politics and everything else, the American people do not get the whole story. And those who do have the whole story or common sense are going, hey, something ain't right here. They will do their best to shut you down and make you look like an idiot. Well, the age-old game they've been playing all these particular years is that these people are racist and they hate you and they don't want you to do this and they don't want you to do that and they don't want you to do this. So much so that you are brainwashed. Back to what I said about, vegan meat activists saying, okay, the cow's life is more important. I was just looking at something before I came here. Some guy in Spain, I don't know how old the article is, he said that the cow had a date with death or something like this. I don't remember what it was. So he went in and rescued the cow from the farm that was going to be slaughtered. Yeah. Would you rush to the aid of a baby that's about to be aborted? This, ladies and gentlemen, is how twisted we are in our thinking. How brainwashed we are by listening to certain things, not having the full facts, and letting someone blow smoke up our behinds and not really thinking for ourselves. I said this a couple of days ago about, we spent a whole year saying, let's say about the president, right? Right now. He spent the whole year saying, don't trust this, don't trust that, don't trust this, don't trust that. Then say, don't trust this. If the thing comes out with this person, we ain't going to trust it, we ain't going to take it. Then he gets sworn and he goes, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. The other day I saw him getting his arms, he got stuck in his arm with the booster shot while he's taking the, he's failed in questions, right? Some whatever's going on, someone's asking questions, and on camera, you know, for all the world to see, he's getting his booster shot, and apparently his wife is going to get it too. But here's the thing, it's political theater. And as one reporter said on one of the things, one of the commentators on one of the things said, and he did this because, you know why this is good? It's good because American people need to see, because the other president got his shot off camera. Trump did not take his shot on camera. And so this president, he's taking his shot on camera and he's getting his vaccination. And this tells America it is safe because your American president is getting it. It is safe for you to do it. Hold on, back that up. That's why it was done. Political theater. I'm old, but I ain't that old that I'm that senile that I don't remember what you've been saying the entire year. Now you get elected, what you're saying. What you said the entire year, once you get elected, what you start doing about this whole type of thing. See, and they're going to tell you the whole of anything. And if you have a little bit of common sense, and if you speak against the giant thing that's out there telling you to believe this, then you're going to be shut down, or other things are going to happen. They spent a year doing that, but never spent a year talking about nutrition and trying to tell people. I read this one post and a person said, what if the federal government had done this during the pandemic? And one of them was, make sure that the gym stayed open, right? Federally funded, and, which I really love, and have streaming exercises for all Americans, totally free, subsidized by the government. Get all the junk food off the shelves, which would have been interesting, but also have given to every single person, stock the shelves and give to every single American fresh organic produce and fruit during the entire year, plus gave them vitamins and zinc and all the other stuff to have pumped up their immune system. And the person said, what would have happened if that was the way the government handled the pandemic from the beginning? But they spent an entire year telling us to get this other stuff that's supposed to help our immune system, I'm assuming, help foster it and booster it so that whenever we get this effect, because it's a lung disease, like pneumonia, and it will kill half of us or kill some of us, kill a quarter of us, and some of us will live. I'm not saying that my body type will be able to handle it and bounce back and live through that experience. You know, long before COVID came up, I was concerned about pneumonia. Being a diabetic, and pneumonia is not a good thing. My daughter is asthmatic, so pneumonia and asthma, not a good thing. And some people just don't live. We know pneumonia kills people left and right. So long before all that. So instead of telling us to get better with our health, Americans have gotten worse over the year, including mental health. So as that guy posts his thing, what would have happened if the government had done something a bit different during this particular time? And as I said, it comes down to this information with the people that they're putting and dispersing across the country. They're not going to tell you all that. What they're going to show is a picture of this would happen and people are getting whipped. And one person goes, what is this, slavery times? Is this 1918 so-and-so? Stop the theater. Because you know what you're going to do. You're going to anger people, especially black people, when they're seeing other people who are just the same complexion as them, when we know that this country, come on, seriously. When have they really cared about Haiti? Or even the Dominican Republic, I believe they both share the same. When have they really cared about them? If it's any Latin country, it has always been Puerto Rico. When have they really cared about many African nations? Africa is the second largest continent on the planet with a massive amount of resources. But its own people and population do not control the resources. It's every other person dipping their hands into their pots. My point is, you want to get Americans all up in arms about Haitians at the border, but you have never, ever cared about Haitians ever before. Is election time yet? Are we going to get back to talking about Mexicans coming in from the border? No, that's off the table for this year's political talk time. I guess it's going to be the border thing. Yeah, that's what's going to happen, right? Most likely. Behind the scenes, what people don't understand about the other parts of immigration is, especially illegal immigration is that this is a massive process of a bunch of people dumped in an area that's already depressed. Now, is it right when you use depressed? That's already struggling with the people that's already inside that area. And it really needs to stop. If what they were doing were correct, why were people being flown after midnight in the middle of the night? Why were there buses out there in the wee hours shipping people into places where everybody else is asleep? If this was the correct way to do this, if this was the right way to do this, then why was that done? Why was that not reported on mainstream media? Why talk about what's happening somewhere else while you're doing that? I took communications as a my master's is in communications studies, and one of the things I remember I learned on my own, my professor didn't say this, but I learned as we're watching it, and I questioned it in class when we were reading things and talking about stuff. But this is what I've always told my children: forget about what's being said to you. Listen to what's not being said. Because all the real important stuff is not being said. You know, we speak more with our body language than we do with words, correct? You didn't know that? Well, now you know. So what's being said is they were being whipped at the border. When I saw that picture, the first thing I thought about, I didn't care about what that was. I couldn't tell if it was a whip or not. I didn't know. It didn't look like somebody was being whipped. I looked like the guy yanked homie up by his shirt. But I was more concerned with, where the heck did he get the bag of food from? With some to-go plates? I'm like, did he have time to go like to the local Caribbean store? I don't know. Did I say Caribbean because he was black skinned? Because he was black? Maybe. I don't know. But it's like, I'm just thinking, wait, where he get the food from? Forget the horse and the other guy. I'm like, where he get the food from? In a bag. Did he like go to the store and then try to run back? I don't know. What's being reported is this is what's happening here. That's what's being said. What's not being said is, wait a second, where did all those people disappear to? What's being said is that. What's not being said, which is where we need to pay attention to, is Where did all the people go? Were they sent into Mexico? Where the heck were they dispersed at? Well, here in the New York Westchester area, we know where a great deal many of them went. Right here, at the cover of night, and dispersed throughout Westchester, New York City, in New Jersey. With no one knowing, except for the three of you listening right now, and no one even aware that this is happening. Yet many of us are struggling just to live. Many of us are struggling just to find money to do what we need to do. A lot of people here in the city didn't pay their rent for a year or so for whatever reason, because some politician told them not to. We had rent issues and had nothing to do with a politician. It had, we got X amount of money. I'm doing what I was told to do, what I was trained to do, what I was supposed to do, which is you have emergency savings and you live off that and you use that. And when you get to the point, then you go to the government social programs to get that help. Well, we at that point now when I got to go sit over there and deal with these people who are going to give me a hassle over something that my tax dollars and my money have gone into all of my life, so that I am entitled to get this help when I need it. I'll probably let you know how that's all going to go if I decide to talk about that. But my point is that here of all of us, many of us have struggled. Many of us are going through so many things. And then they decide to dump more. They decide to put gasoline on top of an issue that already exists without letting you know. But I'll give you a chance to figure out how you feel about this or what you want to do about it, or how about we go about this the right way. And I can almost guarantee you they're not going to fast track them through the immigration system. They're just going to let them hang here for a while. And it is going to be that political football that's going to be passed from person to person and person as we get closer and closer to election day for so many different states and offices that are coming up for election in November. This is going to be the thing that they're going to be using. This is going to be the stuff that they're going to say. And it's crazy. One last thing before I go. You know, if you want to blame the Border Patrol for attacking people and supposedly whipping them, last year it would have been Trump's fault. Last year it would have been Trump's Border Patrol. Last year it would have been Trump's racist Border Patrol people. This year it's just Border Patrol. It's not Biden's Border Patrol because he is the federal government. Hello. It's not Biden's people down there chasing and supposedly whipping someone. It's amazing, right? From one year to the next, the language that the media says about whoever is in charge. It's crazy. Listen to what they say, but pay more attention to what's not being said. So that's what I'm going to leave you with this week. It's more than not wanting illegals and illegal immigration. Immigration is far greater and a far greater conversation than we are actually having. And most of our conversation is being dictated by the stuff that we're hearing and seeing on television, or as you know, what are we saying these days? On our screens. And that's scary. Because we can get this information at home and on our phones, on our laptops, and everywhere else. So we never really get a break from it to actually talk to other human beings. We're just consuming information, and a lot of it is bad information, if not misinformation. For sure, it's skewed information. So I'm not shocked that this is happening in my backyard. It's just that, you know, it's really strange. I'm living now 50-something years old. I'm living now in an age where these things like this that's going on in the world was only in the movie when I was a kid and when I was in my 20s. And now these movie-type worlds are happening right now. And I'm old enough that I'm that I was telling my daughter the other day, I said, I'm old enough what I can tell you, TK, I was talking to. I said, you've only been walking around here for 18 years, but I'm old enough. And I'm like, this is like, it's crazy. I'm old enough where I can tell you, which is insane, right? Because we used to call old people that. Man, you're so old. Well, I could tell you for sure, daughter, that this is not how the world was. This is not how the world's supposed to be. But this is where we're coming to. At what time do we pull the reins back and say, whoa, we can't continue like this because we have generations of kids coming up who we want to be able to live in freedom and live their lives, enjoy life, and be able to have conversations with people who don't look like them or think differently about politics or think differently about religion and life, because that's what it's about. The people screaming, you know, what is it, where cultural appropriation, then put down that agro. You ain't Chinese. Stop being in your house trying to figure out how to make an agro. That's cultural appropriation. Side note, Japanese people love when people do it. Like, wow, you know, they're getting immersed in our culture and they're all about it. So then why are there so many Americans, and mostly it's been black folks in this country over the past couple of years, cultural appropriation, you can't wear locks, you can't wear, man, shut up. Are you a Rastafarian? Who said you can wear locks? See, we need to talk to one another. I enjoy Italian food, trying to make some myself. I enjoy in eating these things and talking with people. That's a great thing when we're out traveling, is we get to see people, we get to talk to people. So let's try to move away from those screens, especially some of us who are a lot older. Start talking. Start those stories. Start explaining to people younger than you of what a life and freedom looks like as opposed to right now. Don't sit and be silent. Don't sit there and just watch the world go up and burn and you say nothing. Because the ones coming up behind us, they need to understand things, or else things will just get worse. So yes, listen to what's being said and played across the screen, but pay closer attention to the things they're not being said or shown. Westchester, good on you for figuring out what's happening and what no one else is reporting. I'm going to get out of here. My voice is getting hoarse, and it is time for me to go and get some food in my belly. You guys have a great Wednesday, and I hope you have a great rest. Have a good week. See ya.